אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 394.
We are reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, the article of the Arvut. We are in item 23.
ובדברים הללו מתבארים היטב מה שעמדנו ל...
Item 23. With these words we clearly understand what we said above in item 5 about the Torah being given specifically to the Israeli nation, because it is certain and unequivocal that the purpose of creation lies on the shoulders of the whole of the human race, black or white or yellow, without any essential difference. But because of the descent of human nature to the lowest degree, which is the self-love that rules over all of humanity without restraint, there was no way to negotiate with them and persuade them to agree to take upon themselves, even as a mere promise, to exit their narrow world into the wide spaces of the love of others. The exception was the Israeli nation, because they were enslaved in the savage kingdom of Egypt 400 years in horrible torments.
Our sages said, as salt sweetens the meat, agony polishes man's sins. This means that they bring to the body great purification. In addition, the purification of their holy fathers assisted them. As said in item 16, which is the most important, as some of the verses of the Torah testify, because of these two forewords, they were qualified for it. This is why the text refers to them in singular form, as it is written, and Israel camped there before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man with one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love and wanted only to benefit his friend. As we have shown above, in the meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, it turns out that all the individuals in the nation had come together and become one heart and one man, for only then were they qualified to receive the Torah.
Questions? That's clear. Next.
24. Thus, because of the above necessity, the Torah was given specifically to the nation, to the Israeli nation, solely to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For it was inconceivable that any stranger would take part in it. Yet, because of this, the Israeli nation had been constructed as a sort of gateway by which sparks of purity would flow onto the entire human race throughout the world. And these sparks multiply daily, like one who gives the treasure, until they are filled sufficiently, meaning until they develop to such an extent that they can understand the pleasantness and tranquility that are found in the kernel of love of others. For then they won't know how to shift the balance to the side of merit and will place themselves under his burden, and the side of sin will be eradicated from the earth.
And questions? None. Only from Hadera. Hadera 1.
כן, רב, תודה. בעל הסולם כותב ב...
בעל הסולם writes in the previous item that there's a broad world called love of others. What is this broad world compared to ours?
Broad means chasadim. High means chokhmah. So broad means, or wide means, filled with chasadim.
And how can you feel it? What is that feeling?
I can't make it tangible for you. You can't pass a feeling from one person to another.
Is it something fantastic that...
I don't know. You see yourself what kind of word you use, fantastic.
I mean that it like gives confidence compared to what happens in the world now?
I don't know. I don't know. Imagine it for yourself however you want for now.
Woman Moscow.
Women Moscow.
Но и по я.
Да, я здесь, спасибо. Извините, Рав, получается, что Тору можно получить, как получили ее когда-то.
It turns out that you can accept the Torah as it used to be. They used it and they lost it. Does that mean that we can receive it and then lose it? And how not to lose it?
When did they lose it?
Это не потеряли, это просто...
When the temple was destroyed.
It's not that they lost it, it's just that there was a shattering.
So that's because they didn't use it correctly, the lights of the Torah?
Ее законами.
It's because we misuse its laws.
Соединимся вместе.
But as long as we connect together, these laws will once again receive life within us.
What is Israeli nation, descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? What is that thing?
That's about where does the root of that group comes from, that the group that is ready for and yearns for connection with the Creator.
Is any of this relevant to us?
No. Today, we no longer use that. Today, anyone whose heart has this concern is capable of entering a connection with the Creator.
Not through Israel, because here he says the sparks will go through them. And
well, of course, we gave something to the world. Religions, the foundations of human society. But that's still ahead of us.
So today, does the nation of Israel have some duty or role?
There's a role for, say, the people of Israel, that they'll connect, unite, and pass on those laws of connection to everyone else.
Yeah. Because we see that we're really far from this in the people of Israel. And the...
Correct. Yes. Correct. Yes, Mark.
To continue, Iran, it says that the Israeli nation was instilled as a conductor, a passage that the sparks have to go to all of humanity till they feel pleasantness and tranquility of love of others. What is that pleasantness and tranquility?
That from coming to love of others, we come to feel no pressures that take them out of that state of love, and that's how they continue. Okay. Yeah.
On one hand, we learn that the Torah is eternal, and there's no time. On the other hand, what he writes here, that according to history, it should have been taking place already.
I don't know. Next. I don't know. Supposed to already happen, not supposed. You see that it doesn't yet. Yeah.
The exodus from Egypt already happened, and all those things.
Yes.
So according to what he writes, according to those conditions, something should have happened. Some spark should have been passed on.
How do you know that? I don't know. I see that it's not yet happening.
So how should it happen?
I don't know. I am learning together with you and expecting together with you the state where it does happen.
So maybe the question is, how is it supposed to take place now?
I don't know. We go back to the same words. If we haven't been there yet, we don't have the reshimot, the conditions, then how can we say? You know how many existed throughout the generations who said that the Messiah is just about to come, where is the white horse and all kinds of other signs, and I don't know.
But Messiah is one state that we're talking about. Here he's speaking about a state that supposedly something happened already. So does that state have to come again?
I don't know. How much can I continue to tell you?
Okay, thank you.
Another one, yeah.
There's a feeling from the beginning of the lesson that the more we study, we're studying about being the conduit, the qualities of the conduit, that in Israel there's a coarseness from the fathers, which is the smallest, and Israel has to use that coarseness or with the upper desire or the lower desire, which is the conduit, the palsa, the klipat noga, everything we learn about. Is that right?
That's right.
Thank you.
That's it? Next. Yes.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
When he speaks about the sparks that multiply daily and bring all the nations to the feeling,
yes,
the seed of love of others is something good. When a person looks today, he doesn't look at as love of others as something good. Because it feels that the others only hate him more and more.
Yes.
So what can develop a person to come closer to the feeling or understanding that he needs to love the others? And that'll be the best thing for him. How can that development, to see how all the others are going against him, will bring him to see that he needs to be in love of others?
I don't know. All I know is one thing. Do we know what we need to do for today? We hear.
It's not clear what are the sparks of purity that have to bring a person closer to that?
I don't know. I don't see them, I don't attract them, I don't know how they come and multiply and connect and integrate. We have to see where we are today and what can we use, and not to make mistakes and take upon ourselves all kinds of actions and states that are not yet in us or that we are not yet in them.
So can we explain what we can do and are able to do and must do?
Arvut, as much as possible.
For us, in our tens,
in the tens and in the entire group. That's it.
Yes, Mark.
Yes, Mark.
I want to continue. On one hand, we learn in the Arvut how it should be, the quality of the conduit and the spark spread and the pleasantness in the others.
Yes.
But also Bala Sulam says that we can reach a third and fourth world war, and only a small number will remain that will implement that love of others because they'll have no choice. So how to look from those two angles?
To look at it, that it can be this way or that way, but either way, we come to a certain conclusion. That's it. We feel moving towards a form where we all want to nullify the will to receive and connect unboundedly. We don't know, and we don't really want to talk about such things because it's not worthwhile. Don't open your mouth towards the devil. That's it. All right, next.
25. Now there remains to complete what we have said in the previous article, Matan Torah, about the reason that the Torah was not given to the fathers, since the commandment of love your friend as yourself, the axis of the whole Torah, and around which all the other commandments revolve, so as to clarify and interpret it, cannot be observed by an individual, but only through the prior consent of an entire nation. This is why it took until they came out of Egypt to become a worthy of observing it. When they were first asked if each and every one in the nation agreed to take that commandment upon himself, and once they agreed to it, they were given the Torah. However, there still remains to clarify where we find in the Torah that the children of Israel were asked that question, and that they agreed to it prior to receiving the Torah.
If
I understand correctly, he says here that they became a nation in Egypt that made them a nation.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know what happened there in Egypt that made them a nation. Rav, because they were a small group when they entered Egypt, right? And in Egypt, they multiplied, meaning their desires grew. Their inner and outer power grew. And then they became a nation, but still not a corrected nation. Yeah?
Yes.
In the term a nation, is there like a togetherness in there?
Of course, that it's not the same group as it entered. It's a nation.
So what's the trouble and suffering in the exile in Egypt that twisted them and turned them into one?
That we haven't spoke of so much yet. We haven't got to that stage. That's the beginning of their journey in Egypt, where they just grew. It's like a baby. At first he grows, and then he begins to be taught certain things and certain demands apply to him. That's the next stage.
But the coming out is that Moses doesn't sever, they all want to leave together.
That's still far, yeah. Yes.
Can we say that before the Exodus, the nation of Israel could have kept the laws of the Creator and Pharaoh together, both, and then the Exodus is that they had to choose either work for the Creator or work for Pharaoh, and that is the essence of the Exodus?
The essence of the Exodus is that they escape the rule of Pharaoh.
And it's clear to them that they're going into that work, to work for the Creator.
Yes.
What?
More? That's it?
No, Israel.
Well, Israel.
Friend is asking, I heard that as much as we connect, so the laws of the Torah will awaken in us again. Can we see in connecting the nation together today during the war such signs? And should we do it in order to explain the necessity to the nation of Israel?
That's worthwhile. It's worthwhile to explain to the people of Israel that if we want to advance correctly, then each and every day we have to be increasingly connected. Yeah. All right, yeah, yes.
I'm asking for forgiveness in advance. I didn't understand it like that. Until they don't come out of Egypt, they don't engage in love of the other like yourself. The Exodus is the first action, is what I understood.
Okay.
So we're only talking about our common goal to run away from the will to receive. That's what I understood.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask also. Can I?
Go ahead and ask already.
When we talk about a nation and actions and deeds we need to do, we're talking about Bnei Baruch.
This I don't know. It doesn't write that way.
I can't look at people on the outside and.
Okay, next.
Yes or no?
I don't know. What are you trying to sign me on some document?
That's what I wanted to ask. Thank you.
Yes.
Arvut is something gradual, right?
Yes.
So how is it expressed that we get an extra arvut?
Each time we advance, we have to determine the arvut between us on a new level.
Does that mean that what's that new level? More connection?
More connection on a greater level, on stricter conditions than before.
What are those stricter conditions?
Based on the degrees.
And what is it expressed? Let's say that we feel the deficiencies of the friends more, and that we take what upon ourselves?
We feel more the deficiencies of ourselves. That's it.
Tof.
Okay. Where are we?
We finished 25.
Okay, we won't move forward. So what's happening today?
So today's schedule, at 10, the news, at noon, the noon lesson, 5:30, reading the study of the Ten Sfirot, at 7:30, reading the Zohar, and we'll end with a song.
¿Quién doye?
דודי, בבקשה.
כן, עכשיו זה דרמטי יותר. אז כן, יש לנו...
Yeah, we have two new strips in the evening, so we don't want to miss out on it. 5:30 to 6, we have mutual reading of the study of the Ten Sfirot, and we watch very special parts of the Rav clips. And then at 7:30 to 8, we have our common reading, mutual reading of the Zohar, reading the introduction. We already started yesterday, and there were already 2,000 friends watching together. It's a very strong force with the force of the Zohar. It's a special prayer to end the day and prepare for the lesson, so don't miss out on those opportunities in the evening. Now a song.
Everybody here, a broken heart is clear. Has everybody seen what all the walls can bring? Now love will be the choice, a song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through the dark. Now everyone is here, sharing one heart. There are voices from some distant place, and we hear them growing louder and louder each day. All around the world, around the world, all around the world, around the world. Chance for love to go around the world. Let everybody hear, a broken heart is clear. How's everybody sing what all the walls can bring? Love will be the choice, a song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through. Sharing one heart, there are voices from some distant place, and we hear them growing louder and louder each day. All around the world, around the world, all around the world, around the world. Around the world.